This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When considering a remarriage, either in the case where a person loses their partner or either after a divorce, there are certain things to take into account. The first thing is, do not rush into a new relationship until you have not sorted yourself out. Many times, people rush into a second marriage just to prove a point to their ex and to say that, look, I've moved on in my life, I've settled down, I'm having a wonderful time, it's you that's suffering. Well, that's not a right intention to go into marriage with. Because if you go into marriage where you have not sorted yourself out, you are setting yourself up for further troubles. So don't rush into the marriage. Take your time. 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, even if it is a year or two that you need to take to sort yourself out. But rather settle the current issues first before you go into the next marriage. Otherwise, you are looking for problems. The second thing is, when you are settling down for the second time, it's not just yourself. You must take into account your kids. It's an emotional roller coaster for them also. The whole idea of settling down with somebody else, the whole idea of sharing the space with somebody else, the whole idea of calling somebody else mommy or daddy, it's totally new for them. So be easy with them. Go slowly with them. Introduce the idea of a new partner in your life slowly. Take them slowly through the whole process. The third thing to keep in mind, and that's the most important and the most critical thing, and that is to have open communication before you settle down. So when you see each other for the first time, play open cards. Mention what are your problems, what are your concerns, mention what you are experiencing at the moment, so that when you do settle down, you don't have major issues. I'll share with you the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother. When she lost her husband, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposed for her. When he interacted with her for the first time, she said, O Nabi of Allah, look, I don't mind settling down, but there are certain things that I want to make clear. The first thing she said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm a lady that's advanced in age. Secondly, she said, O Nabi of Allah, I've got kids, I've got young kids. And thirdly, O Nabi of Allah, I'm extremely sensitive. What we're learning from here is that she's been open. This is a lady who was married previously. She knows what marriage is about. She knows exactly what she wants from a relationship. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, your first issue, that you are advanced in age. I'm no younger. I'm also getting older by the day. It's not like I'm a young man. I'm also old in age. The second thing, you said you've got kids. Your family is my family. I will be their father. And the greatest concern that a mother has, even when she's settling down for the second time, is that what's going to happen to my kids? Will this man treat my kids like his own kids? And the Nabi of Allah gave her the assurity. The Nabi of Allah gave her the comfort that I will treat them as my own kids. And there are narrations that comes afterwards where the Nabi of Allah would make tarbiyah, the proper upbringing of the children, like kul bi yaminik, kul mimma yaliq, sammi Allah, that advising her children, in this case you would say advising his own son, he would say to her, eat with the right hand, eat with the right hand, read the name of Allah and eat what's in front of you. So this is taking her children as his own children. The third thing she said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm extremely sensitive. She's making reference to the point that, O Nabi of Allah, you have other wives already in your marriage. I'm a person that's sensitive. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will make dua unto Allah that He removes the sensitivity of yours. Now what I'm highlighting here is that these are two matured individuals. Both of them have been married before. They are going into a new relationship. And both of them are being open and having an honest discussion. What I've picked up is many times people do not disclose key information when they want to settle for the second time. Either they lie about their finances, either they lie about their background, either they hide the fact that certain of their children might be facing challenges in their own lives. So there's a lot of information that is not disclosed at a time of the proposal when they are intending to settle down for the second time. And this creates complications in the sense that when they are married, the man or the woman is suddenly taken by a surprise that, I did not expect this. Or I thought that this was addressed or this was sorted out. The other thing before you settle down and before you get married is to do a reference on the person, whether it's a he or a she. And one good starting point is to ask for reference from the previous partner. Sometimes they will exaggerate. Sometimes they will give a false view of the entire relationship. But you can pick up certain pieces of information which could have a certain degree of truth in it. Obviously, every person is going to present their own version of what happened in the previous marriage. But you will get a sense of what was like in the previous marriage. The other point to consider is that, look, when you get married for the second time, there will be certain insecurities. Depending on what kind of relationship the person had in the first marriage. If a person had trust issues, then probably in the second marriage, they would be grappling with trust issues also. If a person had a certain scenario that they experienced in the first marriage, they would be scared and they would be vulnerable as far as that particular issue is concerned, even in the second marriage. But that's not to be worried about, because you can work through those issues. You can work through those problems. It's very important to keep that in mind. The next point to keep in mind is to go into a second relationship with a positive mind, with a positive outlook, to make dua that inshallah things will work out. And alhamdulillah, we've seen many, many great marriages the second time around. We've seen great couples, we've seen great marriages, and we've also seen great homes being built the second time around. The other point to consider is that you are coming into the marriage with your kids, he is coming into the marriage with his kids. Naturally, there's going to be tension, and every party is looking out for their own children. What we need to understand that now his children are my children, and that man who is marrying you should also say that your children are my children. Until you don't change that mindset, you're always going to have problems in the marriage. You'll have petty issues. Why is it that you go to your son first, or you're attending to your daughter first? You're not seeing to my kids or my children or my son. These issues do tend to come up from time to time. So you got to have an open communication with regards to these issues. An important point I'm going to stress and highlight here, and that is open communication. Open communication. Open communication. There's going to require greater effort in this relationship because of the dynamics, because of the different issues. But as long as you have an open communication between each other and you continue to discuss matters amongst each other, you will not go wrong. The ex, if there's kids involved, obviously the ex would want to see the kids. So here also you need to set boundaries. You must have the discussion that, look, your wife can come and see the kids, or your previous partner, whoever he or she may be, they can come to pick up the kids, but we're going to have this arrangement. For example, when we call your ex, it will always be on loudspeaker. We will be in each other's company. Second, we'll be formal, extremely formal with one another. A thing that I've picked up is when people have divorced and they move their own ways, and people have settled down again, they still tend to have a very friendly, informal relationship with their ex. And this troubles the current partner. This creates insecurities. This creates uncertainties that, is this person still busy, or is this person still entertaining the thought of the previous relationship? So when it comes to the ex, You must have open communication. You must say, we'll have boundaries. Your husband or your ex-wife, they can pick up the kids, but it will be when I'm around, number one. Number two, if they call, it will be on loudspeaker. Number three, if there's an urgent issue or pressing issue, you will inform me and alert me before you get attending to the matter. As long as there's open communication, as long as you are having this open discussions, you can make it work. Remember, second marriages can work, but it also requires greater effort. It also requires greater tolerance, because you got different dynamics at play. It's your kids, her kids, it's your family, her family, it's the issues of the past that you are coming with into this marriage, and the issues of the past that she's coming with into this marriage. So there's a host of issues that you need to deal with. But with open communication and constant discussion, you can get to a healthy relationship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May we take lesson from the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who were also in similar situations to what we find ourselves today. And remember, go with a positive mind. If you go with a positive mind, inshallah, you won't go wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all.